what is the spirit of Ahava, trying to understand how a person's supposed to accept the tests and sufferings that we get. Basically, how do we understand the sugar of Kashem Shul Roch and Arak, Alatoy Kain Roch and Arak? How do you celebrate to put it into crude terms, excuse the language, how do you celebrate the funeral in the same way as you celebrated the bris? So we started the first perek, and we said that the secret of the suffering and the trauma and whatever the Klal Yisrael has experienced, the ability to do that we got from Yitzchok Avinu. And really that's the focus on the sugya of the Akedah, which is really, it's sugya Rosh Hashanah, so at least in the Yoyma. And we also made a note that the Yisurim sometimes of living with the Yisurim can sometimes be worse than just giving up one's life. Giving up one's life is one thing. Actually, living with the Yisurim can be even worse. Same as tshuva. To do tshuva the last minute before you're going to die, that's one thing. But to actually live with tshuva, to actually change and live with that change, if a guy's going to die in an hour, you better give up smoking. Yeah, I'll give up smoking. What's the problem? If you need to give up smoking in the next 6 years, that's a different story, yeah? Give up your tithes and whatever. Give up my tithes, I can't. That's too much, you know? Kill me now, fine, then I can live with. But live without my tithes for the next 20 years? Not so possible. Okay. So I think we're up to you. The tenth test, the tenth Nisayin of Avraham Avinu was the test of the Akedah. Yitzhak Avinu Moses Nafsho Lemisa, the Meis Akedah. Yitzhak Avinu gave up his life for death with the Da at the Meis Akedah. Because for Inchilanu, Bono Vacharot, he inherited to us, his children of him, as a Koyach Lamed Ben Nisayin Mosayis Nafshenu B'Simcha of Kedushas Hashem. From there we got the ability to give up our lives, the Simcha, for Kiddush Hashem. Kedai Shenatzlich Leveres Advarim Eitev, in order to really understand the sugya properly, we're going to have to go deeply and be ill into the sugya of the Akedah and try and understand the depth and try and extract what we can in order to learn it to our generation. The generation is completely surrounded with several Yisurim, Hashem Yerachem. Tehila, alayni la'akdim kama milim. First, let's get some introductions here. Nisayin Akedah, Nisayin Achrim shel Avraham Avinu. This is the last of the tests of Avraham Avinu. The Nisayin Zehu agiyah l'rein dagosha at Hashem omalo ase yadati ki yerla kemato. He got to the highest level that a person can reach to the point where Hashem himself testifies and says, now I know that you've got Yerus Hashem. Or you are a Yerus Hashem. L'zagazu Avraham Avinu lo agiyah b'yom echad. Once again, this is obvious, right? This wasn't a one-day occurrence. Under this generation, everything you're trying to achieve, you have to do it straight away, right? Sharei tshuva, one elul, boom, it all clear, right? Vaita, the lifetime's work from Avinu. How old was Avinu when he went into the Akedah?
137.
Correct, because he was 100 when Yitzhak was born, and Yitzhak was 37 when he went to the Akedah. It's quite a straightforward piece of mathematics, no? What's 137? So it took him a few years to get there, yeah? He started this business when he was like 3 years old, and he was now 137, and he finally got there. Kodra Dagazu, Meseches Chaim Aruchus, and Amidi Ben Yisoynes. He had a whole long life for standing by Yisoynes. Kashavim Hikeres Boirav, who Hikeres HaEmes, Shebe Metzias Hashem Ves HaShekar, Shebeides HaLilim. Whenever we recognize his Creator, he recognized the truth of the Metzias of Hashem and the lies of all the what he had been brought up with. From now on in, he was willing to give up his life for that truth. He went against his father, and he went against the whole of society. Yeah. Threw him into the fires. He wasn't willing to give up his life for it. Yeah. Imagine you stand up in China today and you're the only guy and you go against communism. You stand up and you pray to give up your life for communism. For 100 years you go and you fight. Yeah, they're not pleasant people if you disagree with them. Nimrod wasn't a nice guy. You disagree with him, he threw you in the fire. That easy, they throw in the fire and that's it, over. Yeah, no, the problem is you came out of the fire to keep doing it. You keep throwing in fire, more fire, more fire. Shnei tafkidov shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham had two jobs. Shnei tafkidov not Avraham Avinu al atzmoi la'achar shegila femes. He had two tafkidim that Avraham Avinu took upon himself after he revealed the truth. Hatafkid harishon hayeh likreis bris avasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing was to enter into a love covenant with Hashem. Hu atzmoi keyochid yashlim v'tikun es asher pogam v'kilkan Avraham harishon b'chotoy. He on his own went about rectifying that which Adam Arishon had destroyed and damaged with his chet. Who Yeshivesa Adam should nivra yechidi la Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gave back to Kodesh Baruch Hu that Adam that was yochid, that was an individual, that was alone. He gave that back to Hashem. Adam Arishon nivra yechidi bishvilo nivra ilo. Adam Avinu was created alone, one person, and he was, the whole world was created just for him. Adam Rishon did what he did, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu lost, so to speak, that Yochid that he created the whole world for. He couldn't say, Bishvamah Nivra Olam now. There's no one now who I created the world for. Because Adam messed up. Adam Rishon came along and said, I'll give you back that Yochid that you created the world for. And he entered into a covenant of love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Echad hay Avram, Avram bin Nasa kiv yochol, echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was one and Avram was echad. V'kacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shah sheyered latzil es Avram mekiv shem ha'esh. And that's the loshen that the Gemara quotes that Hashem said when he went to take Avram Avinu out of Nimrod's furnaces. Hashem said, Ani yochid ba'olamim, v'avam yochid ba'olamim. Rei le'yochid, latzil es ha'yochid. I'm unique in this world. I'm one, I'm alone, I'm a unique creature in this world. And Avram's a yochid. So it's only fitting that a yochid goes and saves another yochid. Okay, there's obviously depths and depths in this piece of Gemara, but for our purposes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yomcha Yelavado, Hashem is so to speak alone. Who else does Hashem have? Hashem's alone. Ain ish derech shezelikim b'kolabria. No one's looking for Hashem. As Avraham Avinu gam hu amad levado emu kol oydalim shebo'ilam. Avraham Avinu always stood alone against all the worshippers of Avodah Zarah in the world. Kashehu levado yechidi. He was completely unique. As the Kosh Bochu Yorid Latzidim Kipshan Aish, Vishnaim Bikshori Yachad of Brisa Ava. So Hashem was alone in the world, and Avraham is alone in the world. The two loners got together and entered into a covenant. And by the way, that's what Judaism is. It's not a religion, it's not a way of life, it's not a way everyone defines it. It's simple, it's a covenant. It's a bris. That's what Judaism is. Aimu Asoga Koshu Maya Chotu Shal Adam Arishon. We don't understand what the sin of Adam Arishon was, right? We don't begin to understand it. Ach Kafi Shalimdainu Chachmainu Chazal, Chachmainu Zal. But according to what Chazal teach us, I never learn by Mikol Inyan Gavur. Ramvanisa is a maskonis Hanoigus Lamu. Nevertheless, it's a very hard subject. We can't understand it. But what Chazal gave us, and we were able to understand from it, we have to understand. Marechas ha-teva hi marechas musuderes shabois baruch sida l'kol ha-nivroim. The whole natural order of the world, the system, the teva of the world, is organized and ordered according to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Marechas zu murkoves misibus u'musuvovim. The system is based on many, many different reasons and causes and effects. Mashmois ha-dvarim hi shekol dover bebriya muchrachu b'maisa v'nyonov. What we have to understand is that everything that's in the creation is mukhrach, it's imperative, it has to be there. Because if Hashem didn't need to create it, it wouldn't be here. Every grain of sand, every leaf, everything that's in the world needs to be there. Mind-boggling, if you just meditate on that for a little while. Mind-boggling. Hunasan b'mizgerek kavur mibli yecholes linatek mimenu. It's part of a system that you're unable to detach itself from. Humamshich lepor mitarchsiba hamachrich oisel inyan zeh. Im nachem gduma et bayla chayim. If we look at, let's say, the animals, they eat, they drink, and they procreate. They do that perforce. That's what they do. It's like it's a wheel turning, can't stop. The hunger that he feels forces him to go look for food. Let's say that one animal killed, he grabs hold of it, he grabs another animal. The lion grabs the deer. You can't say to the lion, well, what are you doing? Why are you being so nasty to the deer? Leave him alone. He can't help it. He's a Torah, so he's got a Torah. That's his job in the world. That's a closed system that he can't break out of. They're all forced and they're governed according to their causes and effects. The natural hunger that he has forces him to do what he has to do. Everything in the world works like that. Why does the sun come up in the morning and go down at night? Why does everything do the way it does? Because that's what it's forced to do. אף אחד מן הברואים אין יוכל לצאת מהמערכת זו מלבד האדם שהוא נזע הבריאה. The only creature that can break out of the system, yeah, is Adam. The crown of creation, he has an ability to break out of the system, and you'll see it's a pillar. רק לא ניתן ממרומים כוח הבחיר לבחור בין טוב לרע. Only he was given בחירה, which enabled him to break out of the system. Only today, Adam is able to break out of the bria. You want to see perfect Rotzon Hashem? Look at a cockroach. A cockroach is being biduk the Rotzon Hashem. He can't do anything that's not pure Rotzon Hashem. A cow, when you see a cow eating grass, he's doing exactly what that's a giver of kudu Rotzon Hashem. A human being, you don't know if he's doing Rotzon Hashem or not. You don't know. You see a yid with tefillin on, you could think that's, wow, that's mamash Rotzon Hashem. You don't know, it could be also for him to put on tefillin now. And he's not doing the Rotzon Hashem. You never know. Yeah, we have to understand a very, very important nekuda. The bechira that we have is not a bechira whether you're going to have a piece of chocolate now or you're going to drink some vinegar now. You want vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream? That's not what bechira means. Zu eini bechira. That's not bechira. Zu tzeida b'teich mareches ha-teva l'bilvad. That's the sort of a choice that a person has within the mareches ha-teva. Yeah. Lions like buffalo, yeah? They don't like grass. Deers, whatever, yeah? He prefers a buck, but he'll eat buffalo as well. But they have a tendency to really go off the buck rather than buffalo. That's pure. That's a taste choice. Some people like spaghetti, some people don't like spaghetti. That's not the pure. That's just the way you were created. You have certain tastes and preferences. But that's within the Marechet HaTeva. The fact that you were created with somebody who's got a sweet tooth, so you like chocolate. Another guy's not born with a sweet tooth, he doesn't like chocolate. He's not boichere. That's not called the chira. There's a pre-existing cause which makes him choose this over that. He's a guy that likes chocolate. Why do you chocolate ask him? Because there's a pre-existing preference for chocolate over vanilla. But that's not a bechira. Habachira chopshi sin is shayne lechilotin va'eisiv alaren. Bechira is completely different, and that we're going to understand now. We're going back all the way, basically, to the most basic service of understanding who we are and how we fit into the real of the world. Bechira amitis pirusha pe'ilois neged hergesh hatevi. What is bechira really? Once again, there's not a definition. The definition of bechira is much too complex, even just for this whole book, let alone one page. But the working definition we're going to work with here, bechira, is that it's a action which goes against my natural feelings. When a person has a hunger, so his natural system forces him to go and eat. What happens if he would desist and not eat? On a fast, Tisha B'Av, you're hungry, why don't you eat? Because you use bechira not to eat. Your natural tendency is saying eat, and you use bechira to say, I'm not going to eat. Who make not take me my reches asibus, I'm a save of him, I'm a key for Isa Babaycha Shaloichel. He breaks, he disconnects himself from the natural order of things, okay, that are saying to him, eat, 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 and he chooses not to eat. But hey, no, I'm a silas lipcho. The animal can't do that. Keshin in Tzeis Leyad, Ha'avus, Hiocheles. You put a cow in front of his trough, and you say, look, you're not allowed to eat today. There's the hay in the haystack, but you're not allowed to eat. Please don't eat. Well, you know what you're going to do. He's going to eat. If you don't want him to eat, you have to muzzle him. Yeah? A Jew, you don't have to muzzle him. Here's the chira. You tell him it's also to eat, it's also to eat. That's it. The chira. The Gola Shel Adam Marisha in the Teres Bechira Chofshis. Adam Marisha had in the hand Bechira Chofshis. Aim Lishmur Bekol Hashem Olo. He could choose to listen to Hashem or not listen to Hashem. Adam Marisha Nitzel Es Koecha Bechira Shaloi V'Yishtamesh Boi B'Kivun Alo Nochon. He used his Bechira, the way that Bechira is used, and he chose the wrong path. Who boch lecho meitzadas? He chose to eat from meitzadas. Who nechna mu isam areches tevish aleh nema ki nechma da eitz lemora ki taiva hu lenyonim. He stood in front of that mareches teva, on which it is said that the tree was beautiful to look at, and it was very attractive to the eyes. Who lo is al the misho hagavur ma mareches asibus nasevim shel ateva elo ichnis es atzme letech mareches atevius. Instead of using bechira to remove himself from the natural order of things, which is the itadat, which is the normal natural order of things, he decided to put himself into the mareches ateva. Lo bekachov et Hashem, and Hashem didn't want that. Why not? Because Hashem didn't want to. Lochem mikan veelach nigzal lav liyos dovuk leteva. From now on in, he's dovuk to teva. The Yetzer is now part of him. Before he stepped into the natural world, the Yetzer was an external force. There was the natural world, Yarama. I stand outside the natural world, but inside, how am I going to deal with it as an external force? Now you're dovuk in teva. Now you're part of the natural system. The Yetzer is a part of you. And therefore, what was the klala? Who goyish megan eden? The nile it's lasek. The kolin ayat teva. The charisha bezriya bektira. The kol yesam alachos. And now, if he wants to eat, he's got to get involved in all the natural order of the world. You want to eat? You've got to plow. You've got to plant. You've got to harvest. You've got to have the whole system of gvesa pecha. You've got to work. You want to be in gan eden? You want to live above the marechas teva? You don't need to work. You can sit and just be with Hashem. The malachim feed you. You want to be part of the natural teva? You want to eat from eitz hadas? There were some fun. Nice. These are the consequences. In that double can only my teva. Avraham Avinu hirzil Hashem Yisbach Ravaychel Esa Yochi Shebishvili Nevo Elam. At Shegi Avraham Avinu V'gila Ki Abachira Amitis Ikrehu Shelo Lashes Kekol Oil Aruch. Until Avraham Avinu came back in this world of teva and declared that the Bechira is there and a person is in this world to do what? To do not what he wants. Ela adarabba, lilachem neged koloysim v'tzoynus v'dechofim hatevim aniyim es adam. No, he's got to fight and push away all those natural tendencies that a person is drawn towards. Or use it correctly, apply it properly, not just to give it its full reign. Avraham Avinu echlit ki hu yachzir kosh bochu es dugmas Adam HaRishon. Avraham Avinu said, you know what Hashem, I'll give you back Adam HaRishon. I'm going to be Adam HaRishon. Es hayochid shebishvili nivra ilam. I'm going to be that thing that you created the world for. וכך הוא אומר, אני אהיה זה שנעצל את כוח הבחירה באופן הנכון. I'm going to be the one that's going to utilize כוח הבחירה properly. אני אבחור נגד רצוני הטבעי. I'm going to go and choose against my natural tendencies. וכן אשר כשבוך הוא העמיד עושה בניסיונס שהם היה עליו להתגבר לא רק על דחופים טבעיים גסים, אלא גם על רגשי טבעיים עדינים מיוסף. Because Baruch Hu has the ability to fight not just against the crude physical ties that we have, but even in the smallest, subtle, natural, little emotional aspect that a person has. Like give up your son's love. What's a natural tendency? Natural tendency is to protect and look after your children. Yeah? What does Hashem ask him to do? Even that give up for me. Kill your son for me. Who will achem berege shatevu berotze nichrez kasher hushlach kib shanais? What's wrong with getting thrown into a fire? A person has a desire to live, right? Ever try to kill a cockroach? Ever try to kill a fly? That seems so easy. What's his life worth? What's a fly's life worth? Nothing, yeah? Horribly nothing. Look how he fights to stay alive. So can you imagine what a human being, a Jew, knows what he's living for, what his tendency is to stay alive? I really have to give that up and die. What about the love that a child has for his father? It's a natural tendency, yeah? Even a little horse that's just born, what does it do? It clings to its mother. I've never been asked to do what? Just to fight against his father, to go to war against his father. To shagirish is Yishmael Mibaisa, yet to throw his son out of his house. All the natural, normal things that a human being and even some animals have, Avraham is asked to shech them all. plumbing a ladder, going from one Nisoyin to the next level, the next level. Yosef Yosef, who bitless Ritzoyne b'fnei Ratzon Hashem. More and more and more, he's giving up his own Ratzon for the Ratzon Hashem. Who ishtamesh b'kol koyach ha-bechiru sh'nitin lo bo'eifin anochem. He used every aspect of his bechiru in the correct way. Who hishlim es terosa v'turus ha-adam anochoyna, adam ha-masuga litnatek min ha-choyma u'ledavik b'dveikas mufletes bo'eirom. He completed and became that correct human being, that Adam, who's able to detach himself totally from the physical world and cleave totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kulu ruchni. Nemtzeinen andim ki atafkid arishin shonot lam revino latzmo ha lachzor li yoyz oysa yochid shebishvili nevro ilom al yedei kach ledavik v'ashem ispolom. Comes up that the first job that Adam Revino gave himself was what? Was to turn himself into that which the world was created for. Was to become Adam Rishon for. Vishvili nevro ilom. והתפקיד השני שלו למה רבינו על עצמו היה לתקן אוילם במלכוש שקי דהיינו להחזור כבי אוכל את כל הביל הקודש ברוך הוא. First of all, to give himself up to Hashem, to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's only beloved, only child, and then, because of the love that he has for Hashem, to turn the whole world back to Hashem. הוא נוטע אסו, הכניס אורחים ולימד את כל האיבים ושובים כי יש Hashem אחד שהוא קרן השמיים בארץ. He built an Eshel, he built a hotel, he built a kibbutz organization, and went about teaching everybody about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Erech Hashem v'kirv rabim el emunah b'Hashem v'kfi shamu chazal adra megayes ha-noshim v'sar megayes ha-noshim. Okay, we'll have to see how these two tafkidim got given over to Yitzchak and got given over to Yaakov, and how that eventually plays out in the Akedah. And we'll see exactly Moedika insights here. Very, very fascinating. But those were the two tafkidim that Avraham Avinu found for himself. First, to get himself back to being what that Adam Arishon was, what was supposed to be. And once he understood that, then to make sure that everybody else comes along for the ride.